With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration scores yet another deal, this one with an Ivy League school.
In an effort to restore its federal research money, Columbia University's reached a deal with the Trump administration that will involve it paying more than $220 million to the federal government. The administration cut off Columbia's research funding in the name of combating anti-Semitism on campus. The White House says the money the university's paying includes $21 million to resolve alleged civil rights violations against Jewish employees that occurred following Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. I'm Ben Thomas.
With several Republicans on board, a House oversight panel votes to subpoena the Department of Justice for the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
The motion passed by a vote of 8-2. Notably, three GOP lawmakers, Representatives Nancy Mace, Scott Perry, and Brian Jack, joined with Democrats on the subcommittee to approve the subpoena, defying Republican leadership. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer must sign the subpoena before it can be officially issued, per committee rules. Republicans on the committee pushed back and amended the subpoena to also include communications by Biden administration officials and the Department of Justice. These officials included Bill and Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Merrick Garland, Robert Mueller, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, and Alberto Gonzalez. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ryan Koberger is saying nothing about his motive for the knife attack that claimed the lives of four University of Idaho students almost 3 years ago. Koberger has now been sentenced to life in prison, no parole. Three Lorain, Ohio police officers shot, ambushed by a heavily armed gunman who later died. In a shootout with police, two of the officers in serious condition. The third officer suffers non-life-threatening injuries. Dow futures down 174, and this is SRN News. Another city takes a stand for life.
Hooks, Texas has become the 59th municipality to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Lawmakers in Hooks have voted to outlaw all abortions within their borders and make it illegal for anyone to transport a girl from Hooks to another location for an abortion. The state of Texas has an abortion ban of its own. The idea for unborn sanctuary cities came from liberals who had taken to declaring their localities sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda continues to gain traction in Asia, one of the more socially conservative regions of the world. A Hong Kong judge has struck down regulations criminalizing the use of female bathrooms by males, allowing people to use whatever restrooms they wish. However, the judge suspended the ruling for a year to allow the government to consider whether it wishes to implement a way to deal with the issue. This is SRN News. Senator Josh Hawley had to be escorted off the stage after being approached by a pro-Palestinian protester at an event in Washington the other day.
Hawley attended the Axios News Shapers Forum in Washington and was being interviewed when a demonstrator approached and began shouting that Hawley, who supports Israel, supports the starvation of children because of the ongoing war in Gaza. Other protesters held up signs and shouted similar claims. Later, when things calmed down, Hawley returned to the stage to a round of applause and told the crowd it was, quote, just another day in the Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump visits Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington today. The visit comes a week after indicating that Fed Chair Powell's handling of a lavish and increasingly costly renovation project on two Federal Reserve buildings could be grounds for Powell's dismissal. The president has crossed swords with Powell, who refuses to lower interest rates. More details at SRNNews.com.